National Radio Hub.
Heidi Exers, welcome to Market Scope for May 2007. This month, we're back in Lima, Ohio, dialing up the AM band as we start with 1,000 megahertz and work our way on upward.
Well, Phil, onward and upward we go to 1,000 on the dial, which is Chicago. Their signal hasn't been coming in too well since they cropped their towers. And unfortunately, 1070 WIBC in Indiana, no place, otherwise known as Indianapolis, is also another weak signal here. So our next big signal is at 1,100 on the dial, and I like the way they start their news. No, it's not a news jingle, but it's appropriate.
28 IX Center, tickets to the door or at motorcyclesales.com. Discount coupons and participating motorcycle dealers endorsed by the AMA.
News time!
Cleveland's only news radio. Your official weather station.
Indians baseball. Cavaliers basketball.
Browns football.
This is the big one. Now, continuing coverage on news radio WCAM 1100 Cleveland.
Wanted on a misdemeanor charge in Cleveland? Got a gun? And stay tuned.
Good afternoon. I'm Darren Toms. This is the 4 o'clock report on News Radio WCAM 1100. Details coming up.
Got you traffic. I don't know if you can hear the sky wave in that particular recording or not, but as you've heard Mark Durnberger talk about the sky wave, sometimes I have a little bit of difficulty in receiving that station because I'll get not only the ground wave signal from WTAM, but also the sky wave signal, and they tend to cancel themselves out. Well, that's just the way it goes, I guess. Let's go up 5 kilohertz to our first local station.
Call 1-800-237-5055 for more information. Ryanair, having fun and helping kids. Peace and love.
When you need to know, depend on your news, sports, and talk authority. 1150 WIMA, Lima. Online and on demand at 1150WIMA.com.
Good afternoon. It's 5 o'clock. I'm Doug Jenkins.
Thank you, Doug. And what does it sound like when WIMA goes to night pattern? Let's give a listen.
You know who works wonders. You can share the $25,000 prize and be in my new magazine. From Bayer Aspirin, painkiller, lifesaver. Bayer.
Entry information, call 1-800-986-3307. Contest ends 2-2107.
Remember that radio station here in Lima that was, shall we say, a little wide? Well, let's listen to WIMA, who's running a 6 kilohertz audio processing system. WIMA is roughly about twice the signal strength.
The world history, and that was the so-called Holocaust, where he tried to eliminate...
Here's 1155.
...who were living in his country.
1160.
Several yards, and walking down the path, and he had really, he was just so cute. We just
back to 1150. Now let's go to 1170. If you rewind that tape, you'll hear a weak WRVA ID there. WIMA is a news talk radio station, and in the last book, they had a 5.7 in the overall ratings. Let's see, that's about a number 6 in this market. Now let's go up to a station which happens to hold a spot here in Lima in the ratings as a news talker at 0.6, and that comes from Fort Wayne, Indiana, none other than WOWO.
Log on today.
It's Thursday, January 25th, 2007.
Fort Wayne's official home for the Super Bowl-bound Colts. This is the station northeastern Indiana turns to first for breaking news and weather.
WOWO, Fort Wayne.
Depend on it.
Good afternoon. Cloudy skies and 23 degrees. WOWO News time is 2 o'clock. I'm Chevy Smith. Fort Wayne's most frequent dependable forecast from the Weather Channel.
Just to the west of us, we have a county by the name of Van Wert. That's two words, V-A-N, then W-E-R-T. The county seat is Van Wert, and the AM radio station in that county is Wert, W-E-R-T. How about that? At 1220 on the dial, number 13 in the overall ratings, sporting a 1.7 in the last book. Here's our Music of Your Life radio station.
W-E-R-T, Van Wert.
Sales of existing homes fell in December by 0.8%. The total drop for 2006, 8.4%, worst showing in 17 years.
Larry Jacobson. Economist Diane Swank with Mesirow Financial in Chicago says the silver lining...
For our next radio station, we have to move up to 1280 on the dial, and we'll listen to WONW out of Defiance, Ohio.
0 points, zero origination. That's a par quote, and that's the way to do a refinance. Mike Hardwick and the team at Churchill Mortgage, 888-LOAN-200. And tell them Dave sent you.
News, talk, sports. WONW Defiance at WONW1280.com.
CNN Radio, I'm Stan Case.
Well, this next radio station at 1330 in Findlay, Ohio, had kind of an interesting situation. Just after we recorded this station ID, we had an ice storm here in west central Ohio, and it took down their tower. So now they're back on the air with a brand new tower. Same format, it's run by the local newspaper in Hancock County. This is WFIN 1330.
More of the WFIN Phone Club is just ahead after we pause for the 10 o'clock report. Then we'll be back with more of the Phone Club on 1330 WFIN.
This is OSU Extension Ag Educator Gary Wilson, and this is your Farm News Authority, 1330 WFIN, Findlay.
21 degrees, sunny and windy, and very cold because of the wind chill is the forecast. I'm Tom Sheldon with the WFIN News 10 o'clock report. In the headlines, a visiting judge has told a Cary Roman Catholic parish it can go ahead with a lawsuit against the Toledo Diocese. A Putnam County employee on administrative leave for possession of marijuana and drug paraphernalia in an incident involving a case on county property. Those are headlines. I'll have details on these stories and more after ABC News next on WFIN Findlay. It's 10 o'clock.
From ABC News. I'm Doug Limerick. He's about to come.
As we twist our knob up about 20 kilohertz, we find a radio station out of Salina, Ohio, which is to our southwest, on 1350. This is WCSM in Salina.
Save it for a rainy day.
Save it for a rainy day.
Mellow 1350, WCSM AM, Salina, St. Mary's.
A huge jump in foreclosures. I'm Deirdre Bryant. Banks foreclosed on more than 1.2 million properties.
I have to apologize for the noise on that particular recording. We're having some problems with the bell insulators on the high tension lines behind my house, and I don't think our power company knows how to fix it. I know how to fix it, but unfortunately that put the lights out. Anyways, we're going up to 1390 on the dial to WBLL in Bell Fountain, Ohio. Bell Fountain has the notoriety of being the highest elevation in the state of Ohio.
Your home for Paul Harvey on your local news, information, and entertainment authority. 1390 WBLL Bell Fountain.
At WPKO and WBLL.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Luis Schiavone. Just days before members vote on a resolution opposing a troop surge in Iraq.
Oops, a little extraneous audio there. That call sign you heard was WPKO, which is the FM station co-located with WBLL in Bell Fountain, Ohio. Let's go over toward Phil Wayne country. About halfway between Phil and I is a town called Fostoria, Ohio, and a radio station at 1430 WFOB. Their pattern actually puts a decent signal into Toledo, Ohio, so let's give a listen to them.
Home for news and information in the morning, timeless classics in the afternoon, AM 1430, WFOB, Fostoria, and all of Northwest Ohio.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. A strategy session on the bank.
Well, we got to backtrack to Lima and then over to Fort Wayne again for 1450 WLYV. I remember this station back in the late 60s as being a great rocker. It's a religious format now.
I may praise thee forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you.
everybody. Dr. Ray Guarendi. You are listening to Redeemer Radio, Catholic Radio 1450 AM, WLYV, Fort Wayne. Broadcasting the truth and the beauty of our Catholic faith 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Of the Catholic Resource Center. Welcome to Reasons for Faith Live with your host, Professor of Theology.
1450 is what they call a graveyard channel. That is a non-directional antenna at 1,000 watts. And we have to go up to our next graveyard channel at 1490 for our next radio station. This is out of Phil Wayne's old hometown of Marion, Ohio. This is 1490 WMRN.
And speaks to Paul Black, the owner, to find out how you too can increase your property's value and save money. Windows, showers, beverage centers, call Marion Glass Block at 382-3700 and start saving today.
Marion's news, talk, and information station, 1490 WMRN Marion.
Fox News Radio, I'm Ken Duffy. A smooth confirmation and a speedy introduction. Army General David Petraeus, confirmed by the Senate to lead multinational forces.
Our next radio station is at 1520 on the dial in Bryan, Ohio, call sign WQCT. Bryan, Ohio is in Williams County, which is the county in the extreme northwest corner of the state of Ohio. And this radio station has the notoriety of being the first solar-powered radio station. I know that for a fact, because I installed some of the equipment. It had an antenna field filled with solar panels, a room full of batteries, and a Harris MW1 broadcast transmitter. It was an all-solid-state transmitter, very state-of-the-art at the time. But this station ran on the sun all day long. Here's WQCT.
Station for good time oldies. AM 1520 WQCT, Bryan.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Louise Giovanni.
I know that's kind of weak, but I wanted you to hear what 500 watts into a short antenna from approximately 60 miles away sounds like. That's kind of impressive. And that other radio station you heard in the background was Toledo, Ohio on 1520, which, by the way, I also worked for at one time as a DJ back when it was WTTO, WTUU, WANR. Well, let's not go there. Let's move up to 1530 and somebody's having a problem. This is all we hear. I don't know what's going on at 1530 in Cincinnati, but the last four times I tried air checking them for this market scope, the only thing I got was their IBOC information, and as you can hear, it was kind of breaking up some, but there was no analog transmission. So I guess we'll have to catch them again later. Now, that leaves us with a couple of things to do to kind of finalize this report. First of all, we had a call sign change between the start of this market scope and now. Let's go back to 940 and hear the new call sign, which was WLJM. It's now
Sports Talk with Coase's annual draft day party live at Regalis. Join us Saturday beginning at 10, only on Lima's ESPN Radio 940 AM.
WZOQ, Lima.
Saturday morning sports wrap with Wondell and Williams, presented by Jerry Lewis's McDonald's Restaurant.
Well, I'm glad to see that they kept the voiceover guy at least. The new call sign is WZOQ, and they're calling themselves the Sports Zoo. So change that one in your logbook. Well, that leaves us with actually two stations, but they're not really stations, because one is analog, one is digital. At 1630, there's a signal which emanates from 706 Mackenzie Drive, and it sounds like this.
That's Chicago on WNRC. Hi, this is Fred Richards. Glad to have you along. Let's listen to a song from 1973. Here's the Carpenters and Sing.
Thank you.
sing a song.
That was recorded approximately 5 minutes before 10 o'clock in the evening on 1630 kilohertz, and that's my little transmitter that I use here in my shop just to kind of, you know, play around with and such. But if we turn up to 1710, we hear an interesting sound. No, that's not IBOC. It's DRM, Digital Radio Mondale, a different type of digital transmission. The difference between IBOC and DRM is that IBOC is meant to live in the analog world. In other words, you're sharing digital and analog information on the same frequency. DRM has to have its own frequency, and they use it a lot over in Europe, specifically on the HF bands. That's why I put it up at 1710. Now, if we take the analog radio we have aside and put on the digital wind radio, let's listen to how the transmission sounds. That's Chicago on WNRC. Hi, this is Fred Richards. Glad to have you along. Let's listen to a song from 1973. Here's the Carpenters and Sing. You can probably hear the difference between the analog transmission on 1630 and the digital transmission on 1710 on your cassette. If you subscribe to the DX Audio Service via EDXN, it's probably a lot more noticeable, but keep in mind that we do encode the MP3s at a low bit rate. So if you really want to hear DRM shine, well, you got to get a DRM receiver, and let me tell you, it's simply awesome. A few notes here concerning this market scope. First of all, what you heard is a good representation of what I hear here in Lima, Ohio. A lot of little small towns, a lot of little small stations. They're not like WABC or WCFL or CKLW. It's small town radio. If you'd like any air checks of any of these stations, please contact me. I could put a few together if you'd like to trade a couple cassettes. And finally, the receiver that I used for the AM side, or the analog side, was the Yaesu FT-857D with a long wire antenna. And for the DRM, it was the WIN Radio. That's W-I-N, capital R-A-D-I-O. It's a computer radio. It actually lives in a computer.
That's our look at AM radio in Lima, Ohio. Next month, we'll be back with something just as entertaining. For the DX Audio Service, I'm Phil Wayne. Now here's the musings from the members.
This is Musings of the Members. The opinions are those of the speaker and do not represent the DX Audio Service, the National Radio Club, or its editors. Members may muse by calling the Action Line, 24 hours a day.
Hi, my name is Mike Lance in Miami Beach, Florida. I was wondering whether or not they can do a band scan on radio in Minneapolis. I'd love to hear what the Minneapolis radio stations sound like, and I was also wondering what were the big rock stations in the Minneapolis area. Thank you very much and have a great day. I enjoy the magazine very, very much.
This is Herbert Newberry calling from Milledgeville, Georgia. In the AM log, WXJO 1120 in Gordon, Georgia, is listed as silent. However, it is back on the air, broadcasting mostly a nostalgia mix of music, 73s.
Hi, DXers. Mike Dukin calling from Hayward, Wisconsin, and I would like to mark a passing of a broadcast legend. On March the 31st, we lost Herb Carneal, Minnesota Twins broadcaster and, of course, legendary sportscaster. Herb passed away at his home in Minnetonka, Minnesota, after congestive heart failure. He had been suffering for quite some time. Herb was 83 years old. Herb Carneal got the Ford C. Frick Award for excellence in baseball broadcasting, and he'd been announcing the Minnesota Twins since 1962, and that was their second season. And this year's 2007 season will be dedicated in Herb Carneal's honor. I'd like to mention, I have a question for Fred. In the April, in this month's magazine, you played an old jingle from WABC Radio. Was that in their pre-rock and roll days? How far does that go? I really enjoyed that. And Fred, I should mention, I enjoyed your article about the best and worst songs. As far as cruising songs go, I think we should add a fourth song, and that's Bruce Springsteen's Born to Run. Thank you very much. 73 is in good TX.
Greetings, audio service members. This is Terry Livingston Hughes in Los Angeles. Congratulations, Fred, on the number of issues you've achieved in the past 22 years, and calculated at the rate of 50 hours a month approximately. That's a lot of time and love that you have put into us. Thank you very much. Mark Dernberger, I wonder if you could tell me more about the station that you mentioned on 1000 kilohertz early on from Culver City, California. I think it was a 50,000 watt at the time. There is a station at 1020 in the Los Angeles area, and I wonder if it could somehow be connected with that earlier one. I'm interested in the Culver City station because I grew up in town, and our biggest employer in town at the time was MGM, and there may be some connection there. I don't know. Thanks very much. Bye-bye.
Hello, fellow DXers. Wayne Ryan in Brantford, Ontario. Well, they've changed the name of that super radio that I've got. I've talked about Optimus last tape. It's Nextech, NEXXTECH. The reason they have is that Radio Shack here in Canada now is First News Circuit City. Roy Green is going to retire from CHML Hamilton after 34 years at the 900 spot on the dial. That station keeps their people a long time, I tell you. March 1st, there was a change at 1530 WLSP, Lapeer, Michigan. They went from Music of Your Life on satellite to Real Country on satellite, and they may have changed their call letters. That's something that I'm sure we'll be dealing with. The same day, around 5 o'clock in the afternoon, for the first time in a few years, I picked up on 1590 WTVB, Coldwater, Michigan. KRLD, Dallas, on 1080 has been coming up under WTIC Hartford some nights around 7 o'clock, which I think is quite a good catch. And I think when CBA goes off on 1070, that's really going to open that frequency up. I know CHOK Sarnia already has a great signal, and I can think of some other stations on that frequency too, like in Sunbury, Pennsylvania, and Madison, Wisconsin, and Indianapolis, that might be getting out a whole lot better by that time. Well, Toronto now has an all-business radio station, the first one ever in Canada, CFBN, on 1280. They took over what had been the airport station, CFYZ, as of Monday, April 9th. I hope I have to look forward to Boise, Idaho, Labor Day weekend, and visiting with everybody again and having a wonderful time.
Hi there, this is Don Finney in Miami, Florida. For a while, I've been getting a sound at night when the nighttime pattern on AM becomes effective, and it's on 1550 on the AM dial, it sounds like this. I don't get it in the day, only doing it at night. Does anyone know what that is? I sure don't. Thank you very much.
Hello there, DXers. Josh Owens here in Reidsville, North Carolina, on April the 11th. In response to Mr. Bowker's question about 980 in Nashville, Tennessee, that is a BBN affiliate. The Bible Broadcasting Network at that time, when the idea was taken, was in the Tidewater area of Virginia. In those days, they still used announcers, and the announcers always gave the time in Eastern time, even though they were affiliates in several time zones. Thanks.
Hello, everyone. Over the X Audio Service. This is Dale Ham calling from Kansas City, Missouri. Back in late December, in my visit to Birmingham, Alabama, I did notice on 1430 WFHK was back on the air. Former owner of that station was named Fred H. Kelly. He's probably deceased now, but while that station came back on and FCC records don't show it, I don't know, but just wanted to mention that I did witness hearing that station back on the air.
Mark Dernberger in the Musings production control room with an answer to Terry's question about Los Angeles 1020. The station she now knows as 10Q has had a fascinating history. Originally, it was indeed KFVD, assigned on 205 meters or 1460 kilocycles with 100 watts, and they went on the air on 1460 on June 13, 1925. The Federal Radio Commission, in charge at the time, decided to move KFVD from 1460 to 1440, and they did that on June 15, 1927. KFVD was also forced to share time on 1440 with KGFJ, Los
Los Angeles. In February of 1928, the Federal Radio Commission moved KFVD from 1440 to 1390 kilocycles, and they had the station sharing time with KGER Long Beach. Just 9 months later, November 11, 1928, KFVD was reassigned once again, this time to 700 kilocycles. This was part of the Commission's major nationwide adjustment of the broadcast band that established clear regional and local channels for the first time. In April of 1929, KFVD was again shifted from 700 to 710 on the dial. Goodness, I hope they had loyal listeners. Finally, on November 15, 1929, there was one more order, which put KFVD at 1,000 on the radio dial with 250 watts limited time. This meant the station was on the air mainly during daytime hours, but they were also able to go on the air for a few hours late at night, when the dominant station on 1,000 at the time, WHO Des Moines, was off the air. KFVD's on-air slogan at the time was Center of the Dial for its 1,000 kilocycle position. Well, that lasted until March 29, 1941, the great Narba switch, when they were moved to 1020 a.m. They've remained on 1020 ever since, but certainly not always as KFVD. On August 1, 1955, KFVD changed call letters to KPOP. Then on June 29, 1960, the call was changed to KGBS. At that time, they also were able to go to 50,000 watts, but still daytime only. A second antenna directional tower was built, and the two-tower directional pattern kept the signal away from KDKA in Pennsylvania. Well, all went well until September 27, 1976, when the FCC approved a call letter change for KGBS to become KTNQ, or the new 10Q. The call letters first used on the air December 26, 1976. We're grateful to Jim Hilliker and the Radio Heritage Foundation for this information, and to Terry for asking about a station with a colorful history. Oh, and to Mike Lance, I'll put together a market scope for Phil Wayne on the Minneapolis AM dial, hopefully sometime this fall. There have been a lot of rock stations in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area over the years, and the big ones included WDGY 1130 AM, KDWB 63, even KSTP AM 1500 for a time. But while some stations got close, no one ever beat WCCO in its prime years for overall rating numbers, even though WCCO never played rock and roll. Mark Dernberger for Musings and the DX Audio Service.
Thanks, Mark, for doing the musings for us this month on the DX Audio Service, or should I say 10Q for doing that for us. By the way, another side note to the 1020 frequency, the KGBS call sign, the GBS stood for George B. Storr, who owned that radio station along with WGBS 710 in Miami, Florida, back many, many years ago. In fact, somewhere around here, I've got jingles for both of those stations when they're under those call signs. We'll have to see if we can search those out. We'll have some more trivia here in just a second, but first, John Bowker would like to talk to us about the convention.
Well, Fred, there's no way for me to convey the excitement I'm getting back from our listeners and from people in the National Radio Club about our choice of the Boise area for our convention this coming Labor Day. And no small part of it is our selection of the host, Frank Aden. Frank knows his way around Boise and Idaho radio and TV, and it's going to show in the way he puts together the program for us. Frank is also a member of the Worldwide TV FM DX Association. That's the WTFDA that many of us know so well. And this is going to be our first venture in a joint undertaking with the WTFDA. And it's really coming together so beautifully, it makes my head spin. Frank himself is going to be handling the Friday night, August 31st opening program. It'll be all about the original Boise radio and Boise television stations, with which he is intimately familiar. And then on Saturday, there are tours planned of the Boise area. And then in the evening, he has another presentation he's willing to put on about Dumont Television in Idaho. Now, that's a couple of things you might not have thought about. And the big thing, I think, is that the convention registration this year is only $15 instead of more like $40 in years past. And if you're bringing a spouse or a significant other, that would be $10 for the spouse. The reason being that we're not including a banquet on Saturday night as part of the registration cost. What we have found is that a lot of us do enjoy getting together and having a guest speaker and all that. On the other hand, a lot of people, you know, shy away from that sort of thing. So you have your option. If you want to come and join a whole bunch at the hotel dining room, come ahead and order right off the menu. So that's going to be great. We're going to be meeting at the Roadway Inn in Boise, Idaho. Probably ought to start making reservations for that right now. Make sure you don't get held out, because all we've done is to reserve a small block of rooms. And the phone number there is area code 208-376-2700. 208-376-2700. That's the Roadway Inn at 1115 North Curtis Road, Boise, Idaho, 83706. But I suggest you make your reservations by telephone. The room rates, by the way, $60. $59.95 plus tax, they tell me. Two people in two beds, that's $59.95. And additional people in the room would be $8 each. So now's the time to make the reservations for the hotel so you don't get locked out. Now, the address that we're using for collecting all the registration information except for the hotel is National Radio Club, P.O. Box 5192, Sun City Center, Florida, 33571-5192. And we'll have more about this each month, I hope, Fred, on the audio service.
Thanks, John. And I went back, Mike, and took a look at that WABC jingle and did find that it was in their pre-rock days, about 1961 or so. So that's an oldie but a goodie. Speaking of jingles, seems that not too many DX Audio Service members got some of those errors that we played on last month. So let's kind of revisit those.
WHB.
Wasn't WHB in Kansas City on 710? What about this one?
WCOP 1160 Boston.
Okay, now if memory serves me right, wasn't WCOP on 1150, not 1160? Let's go over to the TV side.
Color for fun, WBNS-TV, color channel 2.
I seem to remember WBNS on Channel 10, not 2. And you know, for some reason, the studio always has problems with WHB jingles.
WHB at Walsh.
Oh.
WHB
at I don't Walsh have to count.
Seven, oh. Well, this one's different.
This one is
it
different.
Sure is. All right, one more. Try it.
I guess we're going to do another. Mm-hmm. Here we go. One. Two, three.
We love to.
We love.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, it modulates to E flat there, and I keep forgetting.
Rather, yes. Pretty soon we'll be up.
One, two, one.
We love to sing this nutty melody.
Okay, let's play that one back.
One, two, three.
We love to sing this nutty melody. 710 WHB.
And so goes the life of a jingle singer. National Radio Hall of Fame announces its 2007 nominees. A highly competitive field of nominees was announced today for induction into America's only National Radio Hall of Fame, the NRHOF, housed at the Museum of Broadcast Communications in Chicago, Illinois. Winners in each of the following categories will be inducted during a national radio broadcast from Chicago on Saturday, November the 3rd. ABC Radio will produce and distribute the one-hour broadcast at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The 2007 nominees for induction into the NRHOF are as follows. In the category of network or syndicated contemporary, Art Bell, founder and longtime host of the paranormal-themed radio program Coast to Coast AM. Bob Kingsley, host of Bob Kingsley's Country Top 40, the number one national weekly music show in any format syndicated by Jones Radio Network. Marion McParlin, a gifted musician and host of Marion McParlin's Piano Jazz, which airs on NPR for more than 25 years, and Dr. Laura Schlesinger, the no-nonsense cultural commentator since 1974 on The Dr. Laura Show. In the category of network or syndicated pioneer, Jimmy Durante, now deceased, the legendary vaudevillian, turned into a 1940s radio comedian and singer, known for his mangled English and raspy voice, The Great Gildersleeve, a comedy series that starred Harold Perry and William Waterman, along with a strong ensemble cast, Phil Harris and Alice Faye, the husband and wife comedy team that portrayed a zany, egotistical bandleader and his film star wife, and Lum and Abner, an American radio comedy which aired from 1932 to 1954 and was known for its low-key rural wit. In the category of local or regional contemporary, Jerry Coleman, the former New York Yankee infielder and longtime voice of the San Diego Padres on XPRS in San Diego, Bob Grant, controversial radio legend, formerly with WABC and WOR, Ron Owens, versatile host on KGO San Francisco since 1975, and Donnie Simpson, a longtime radio personality and host of the Donnie Simpson Morning Show on WPGC in Washington, D.C. And finally, in the category of local or regional pioneer, Bob Collins, now deceased, a fixture on WGN Chicago for over 25 years, Dan Ingram, rock pioneer on WABC in New York and eventually WCBS-FM, Bob Sievers, the legendary morning announcer on WOWO in Fort Wayne, and Rufus Thomas, now deceased, a pioneer professional entertainer since 1930. Ballots will be mailed in May to radio executives, broadcast historians, and all NRHOF members. Anyone wishing to vote can join in on the NRHOF online for $15 at www.radiohof.org. The voting deadline is August the 1st. Ballots will be tabulated and winners announced the week of August 6. Promotional support for the NRHOF is provided by American Airlines and the Renaissance Chicago Hotel. And speaking of awards, Rick Dees enters the Hall of Fame. Legendary radio personality Rick Dees was inducted into the National Association of Broadcasters Hall of Fame during the 2007 NAB convention in Las Vegas. Dees, who currently handles mornings at Emmis's KMVN in Los Angeles and who for years held the same shift at Clear Channel's KIIS in Los Angeles, gushed about the honor of being welcomed into a fraternity that includes some of radio's greatest talents. Dees said, "This is a moment that only happens once, and I'm proud to share it with you. Radio is something that has been in my blood forever. I'm hardwired to do this." Dees, who also still hosts his Rick Dees Weekly Top 40 syndicated countdown, also believes in radio's ability to thrive in the face of a changing media world. "Radio will always conquer," he said. "It's fresh. It's immediate. It's everybody in this room. Radio will always find a way to be successful." During the luncheon, the NAB also presented its annual Crystal Awards. The awards are presented to radio stations in recognition of outstanding community service efforts. The winners are KOA AM in Denver, KBHP FM in Bijimi, Minnesota, KHHT FM in Los Angeles, KLGR AM in Redwood Falls, Minnesota, KSTP FM in St. Paul, Minnesota, KTAR AM in Phoenix, WFYR-FM in Peoria, Illinois, WJJY-FM in Brainerd, Minnesota, WTAM-AM in Cleveland, Ohio, WUSL-FM in Philadelphia. Winners were selected from a pool of 50 finalists.
Hello again, DXers. Ken back here in sports and ratings. And I was really stunned when I opened the newspaper on Monday, April 2nd, and I saw this. Hall of Famer was voice of Twins baseball. Herb Carneal, a Hall of Famer who broadcast Minnesota Twins games baseball the past 45 seasons in a fluid and soothing baritone, died Sunday of congestive heart failure at 83. Mr. Carneal was part of the club's radio play-by-play team for all but the first year. To hear that voice of magic, said Kent Herbeck, was just something else. When I was a kid, it meant school was almost out, spring was coming. Herbeck played 13 seasons for the team before retiring in 1994. Mr. Carneal called Philadelphia Athletics and Phillies games there and Baltimore Orioles games before coming to Minneapolis in 1962, a year after the Washington Senators moved to the Twin Cities to become the Minnesota Twins. He received the Ford C. Frick Award for major contributions to baseball broadcasting by the Hall of Fame in 1996. Club president Dave St. Peter, a longtime friend of Mr. Carneal, said Herb's voice was the signature element of Twins baseball for multiple generations of fans. Clearly, he was one of the most beloved figures in Minnesota sports history. With his understated style and southern drawl, Herb's voice became synonymous with broadcasts on WCCO 830 and affiliates on the team's radio network throughout the upper Midwest. Longtime partner John Gordon said in an interview last summer, he was the absolute consummate pro of broadcasting. He works very hard. He does all his homework. He's never been a guy who's been really flashy. He just kind of slips into the seat and says, "Hi, everybody." Starting each game with that greeting, Herb could easily recall facts and statistics well into his 80s when his duties had been drastically cut back. Manager Ron Gottenheuer once said, "He's forgotten more about baseball than most of us have ever known. He's a very special person." Herb's wife, Kathy, died in 2000. He stopped traveling with the team in 1998 and scaled back further in 2003, and last year was limited to the first three innings of the weekend and weekday afternoon home games. He was scheduled for a similar spot this season, but health problems put that in doubt. Needing a walker to get around the Metrodome and his voice clearly weakened, Herb sat in the media dining room and smiled before the 2006 home opener, still eager to get behind the mic. He said, "As long as I can do the job the way it should be done." Herb was born in Richmond, Virginia, spoke of how he connected with listeners, whether they were sitting on porches, driving cars, or cooking dinner. "Sometimes I say, what's an old man like me here doing announcing a kid's game?" he said in 03. "But I'll get a letter from someone saying how much they look forward to hearing the games on the air. That's one of the things that keeps me going." Garrison Kyler, another radio man whose voice made him a Minnesota icon, once wrote a tune for his Prairie Home Companion show that was titled Porch Song, and a tribute to summer simple pleasures. He concluded, "Just give me two pillows and a bottle of beer and the Twins games on the radio next to my ear. Some hark to the sound of the Lunar the Teal, but I love the voice of Herb Carneal." And I imagine I'd like to hear Mark Durenberger to see if he has some comments about Herb Carneal and maybe even some recordings of his voice or station ID. Next item I want to pass along, unfortunately, I read the very next day in the newspaper and I was stunned to see it. A former Chicago and a late national voice on the ABC radio networks, Charles Eddie Hubbard, died on Monday, March 26th, of injuries from a car accident. Eddie Hubbard was an easy listening disc jockey at Chicago's radio stations, including WIND and WGN, where for a time he co-hosted a show with the late Jack Brickhouse. Eddie, at 89, died Monday at 26th from injuries from a car accident in Grand Prairie, Texas. Eddie moved to Texas in 1990 to work with ABC Radio Satellite Music Network, where we visited during the 03 convention, and he hosted a program called Hubbard's Cupboard, which I'm sure many of you have heard on some stations. Charles Edward Hubbard grew up in Baltimore and got his start in radio there before moving to Chicago in the mid-1940s. According to a 1965 Chicago Tribune profile, Eddie's father wanted him to be a lawyer and got upset when his radio chose to be a radio entertainer instead. But Eddie quickly found success in Chicago. He worked at WIND, then a top Chicago station, and hosted stage shows at all the Big Loop theaters. A ukulele player, he also performed a lounge act on weekends, said Paul Gallus, a music promoter and record turner for his radio show. In 1956, he joined WGN, where he performed a range of on-air duties, including appearances on the Saturday Night Barn Dance Show. Eddie hosted mornings at GN before Wally Phillips took over in 1965. He did afternoons with Brickhouse and also had a program spinning his favorite records called Music Unlimited. He also did some TV, hosting an ABC show in Chicago and another with Brickhouse starting in 1964. Also, Eddie wrote some TV scripts for Hawaiian Eye and Love American Style. Before leaving Chicago, he broadcast on 1160 WJJD, again playing popular records of the 40s and 50s, which I remember well. Bernie Allen, a colleague of his at WIND, said, "Mr. Hubbard was a perfect radio host and a person you can identify with and feel very warmly about. Mr. Hubbard was also on the air recently at 770 KAAM Radio in Dallas. He is survived by a wife, Lil, who is recovering from a car accident, two sons, Lionel and Luis, and a daughter, Lily." For now, be back with more next month. Take her away, Fred.
Thanks, Ken. That's it. That's all. There is no more time for the DX audio service, so we'll see you in 30 days with more DX stuff. Remember, get out and support the DX audio service and radio.